So glad you
Just...
joined us, Dr. Star. Thank you, man.
Oh, I'm having fun, actually. Oh,
Good.
no. Yeah, because once I leave from here, when I'm done with this, I got to do a podcast. Well, I told you this, Mark. I
Yeah.
got a podcast with talking about Howard the Duck. So
That's
that's
great.
I'm going to be talking about that.
Yeah, there's only one good thing about Howard the Duck. We're talking about the movie, right?
Yes, we
The
talked about the
effects? I
movie.
like the effects. Oh, it's my girlfriend.
Oh, yes, Miss Leah.
She's so
I mean,
cute. And
let's
you get
be
this,
honest,
it's a
man.
great angle, like, oh God.
Dude,
Okay.
and me and a friend of mine, we're gonna He do
discuss that. We're duck.
gonna
She
discuss
do
the fact
duck.
that yes, I mean, come on, do you
I
really
know she's so adorable. I'm like, oh fuck. Well, I'm gonna keep this just this 10 seconds of film for my personal collection for later on.
And
He
that was my warp mind thinking. It's like, yeah, I
was
want
on quack. Yeah.
to, yeah, right?
Oh yeah. I'm gonna go quack off now. Okay. Well, I'm ready if you guys are. I'll do the
Yep,
same
same,
intro
bro.
and I'm gonna have you guys talk a little bit about yourselves and
Oh, no.
nope. Okay.
I like better just
Yeah, he
jumping in
said
the middle.
the movie. All right. Are you ready?
Sure.
This is Carl from Now, and you are watching and listening to the
I am Montag, Master of Illusion. What goes up must come down. But not always. And you are watching and listening to Heavy
Heavy
Metal
Metal.
Horror. Oh, that's right. Chop Top is still gone. He pulled his groin for about 20 minutes too long, and he's recovering from a painful self-inflicted masturbation injury. Today we are going to continue our discussion of the Godzilla series with the Millennium series, and I will say off the bat, I think the Millennium series is my least favorite as a whole. There are some good movies in here. There's other ones that are kind of forgetful. And one, I say, Billy, I would insert your movie Godzilla Battle Royale over top Godzilla Final Wars. I will say that. Every time, and I'm sorry if you're getting sick of hearing it. Have you seen Billy's movie, Godzilla Battle Royale, Dr. Tarr?
No, I have not.
It's a fan film. It's on YouTube. It's fantastic. And
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale with an E, like Royale with cheese.
See my map right there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, that's an awesome poster.
Royale with cheese. That was my map
Godzilla
right
Royale, Battle
there.
Royale.
Okay.
And then yes. So yeah. And yeah, it's so much fun. So let's start with introducing everyone again. We have Jedi Grand Vel returning. Jedi, thanks for coming back. And Billy DeBose, auteur and director, Kaiju fans, and then Dr. Tarr from Unsane
Dr.
Radio.
Tar,
Dr.
oops, sorry.
Tarr,
Oh,
and freshly released from the rubber room, Dr. Tarr returns. And the Millennium series begins with in 1999, same year that Prince's party. We're going to party like it's Godzilla 1999 with Godzilla 2000. Millennium. That's the entire title, I believe. Okay, Godzilla 2000. This is one of my least favorite movies in the entire series. I just find it kind of plodding. It reminds me a lot of Godzilla 1984, The Return of Godzilla, in some ways, but it's just boring. The Orga creature is just boring because it's just absorbing stuff like underground. Like, oh, that's not exciting. What the,
I kind of liked it when it's in its form. It's just,
once it
I kind of.
formed, but it is a plodding
But
movie for
I
me.
do like the idea that it was digitally
taking in everything though too.
Right.
It's
It
a
definitely
techno,
reflecting
it's like
that
a
kind of digital zeitgeist, you know. Yeah, I don't mind the creature, and even the creature design is very alien. But it's also kind of reminds me a little bit of something you might see, like a jellyfish or something. It has that kind of malleable,
Yes.
weird looking quality. So I'd like the
It's like
design.
nanobots or something that they've all.
Yeah.
No, seriously, the whole ship was like the
This kind of,
organism.
yeah, it
Yeah,
was.
and
And
it
you
was
see that
just.
also like in Nope, you know, kind of borrowed in
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah, which he talked
Yep,
about on
I've seen
Unsane
that.
Radio, unsaneradio.com.
I've been
And
there. You have been there? Okay. I think.
So yeah, there are things I like about it, and there are things I really just don't like about it. And I saw this on the big screen, like a
Me
gigantic
too.
screen in Lorraine at the Palace Theater, which is like a
Where's Feather
gigantic.
when you need him?
I know. One
Yeah.
movie we finally saw, he probably didn't see on the screen. Yeah, and I took with mom tag. I'll call her mom tag, and we both thought that was a little slow. I'm like, yeah, I was a little disappointed. Huh. Oh well.
Yeah,
What about you guys?
it was.
What are your thoughts? Billy, what are your
Oh,
thoughts? Godzilla 2000 Millennium.
I respect what you're saying, but this is actually one of my more favorite films.
Really? Cool. Hey, that's great.
But I saw it in the theater. My first, and I don't count the Zilla 98 film,
Yeah.
sorry,
Yeah.
but my first actual Godzilla film that was released in US theaters, and I was excited. And I had fun all the way through. It was like the Japanese Godzilla. And he has a new look. He looked mean, he looked strong. And I just love the design.
Lean and mean. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah,
not in this like the
he
little
looked
almost like
good.
stalactite type of fins or
I
spikes.
did
Yeah.
like that design of him. I really
Yeah.
did.
Yeah.
And the human
I wish they
character.
could bring some of the effects that we could do now to that. And it would have been really, yeah. Put him in fucking, yeah.
So the human characters, I mean, they weren't impressive, but I will take them over a lot of the Heisei actors.
Yeah.
In fact, we had a Heisei actor there from Godzilla versus Mothra, the
Mothra,
one
yes.
actor I did actually like from that film. He's the main character. And even the Katagiri guy, even though he's so villain trope, he's so overdramatic, and yet I love it. So the military story, and it just doesn't give Godzilla quite an origin. It doesn't give us an explanation, which lends itself to what I said last time and how I feel that burning Godzilla, his son, Junior, became Godzilla 2000 after he sucked up the radiation over a period of time. That's just my theory.
I guess in this group of films, they just accept there is, you were just saying there was no origin, but they just, it's a time where they just, Godzilla's there. It's all, and that's what they're always dealing with. So
Yeah.
there is, they
So,
don't need to reintroduce him each time. You know what I mean?
yeah.
True.
I had
So
one thing.
everything
Oh.
gets to go on to the whatever their defense system is or whatever they're going to try to
Right,
do.
because Godzilla is still this force of nature thing that they're still trying to control or destroy if they can, you know?
I did like, which one was it? Was it this one or the next one where they find Eobra washed up on the shore? Or what? No, it wasn't Eobra, it was the turtle. What was the,
I think that was that
you know, or
GMK. I think
the,
it was GMK.
oh, was it?
I
Oh,
think
I'm sorry.
that
I'm
was
sorry.
Tokyo SOS. They
Yeah,
found Kobe.
Tokyo.
I was
Oh.
going to say, I think it's
Oh.
Tokyo SOS.
Oh,
Oh,
Tokyo
okay.
SOS. Okay.
It's like, yeah. It's
But anyway, that I know it doesn't reflect on this, but just that scene was really
Maybe.
cool. I thought that was such a cool little scene.
Yeah. But the monster fights, when it got to the end and Godzilla's fighting Orga in the city, it was just classic. It took me back to the Showa era almost there.
It did, yeah.
And the way Godzilla defeated him, since they are both monsters that can't really be hurt without healing later, Godzilla uses his smarts and actually goes inside to where he can't quite heal himself at the base and destroys him there, and boom, wins. So, you know what? Anybody who thinks Godzilla has a brain about this size,
Size, yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
says the guy opening up a
I call
children's
BS.
book to point out a picture of a dinosaur, right? Yeah.
So, but no, it'll always have a
You
place.
know, I don't find that so far-fetched anymore. So just
Yeah, not in some of the school systems, I think. Yeah.
like
Jedi, your thoughts on
okay.
Godzilla 2000?
I had the pleasure, like you, to see this in the theaters, and it was actually, I'm not gonna say it's one of the worst. I mean, some are a little bit better. The fact the next film will be better than this one, but it still holds up there pretty well. I mean, it's got where it counts, you know. And I think because I hadn't seen, and like Billy, excluding 98, because I couldn't give a rat's ass about that film. I feel that this film, seeing it from
Tell
a
us how you really feel.
I was gonna say, how I really feel. I was gonna spill it out, put it on the floor, put it on the table for you. 98 sucks. Okay, it sucks to high
I
heaven, and I'll just put it like there. But
know.
no, I saw this in the thing and then realized like this is an authentic Toho Japanese Godzilla on the screen that I hadn't seen one in like damn near 20 some odd years, nearly, you know. So seeing it on the big screen was a big delight for me. And seeing that with a couple of friends, you know, it's like, yes, I'm like, we're actually seeing this, even though it's the cut down version, you know, it's the version that we see, you know, it's not the Japanese cut. It was fun, you know, and like I say, the CG, some of the CG was a little iffy, but when we see that, you know, CG version of the alien, you know, in kind of jellyfish form, actually, that's not a bad effect. I like
Yeah.
to like that.
That looked like what was the monster from the Gamera? The
Was it
virus?
virus?
Virus.
Right, yes, virus, yes,
Yeah,
virus.
virus. Yeah.
Virus, whatever you want to call it.
Virus.
Well, it is a virus because it's spreading this bullshit around. but no, the one thing I got to say this film is that it does do something that hasn't been done in American theaters in a long time, which is the so-called, and if you had the pleasure of seeing this in the theater, because they won't show it nowhere else except maybe in Mexico, the ending of it where they show this big question mark of
Oh, I didn't
the
see that.
SD,
I
you
don't
know,
remember
because
that.
Godzilla's blasting everything. For some reason, they just excluded it off regular video. They wouldn't put that in regular video American cuts anymore. So it's like that kind of sense. But
I saw that there.
did you
Maybe.
see that? You didn't see that?
I
Which
saw it in
movie?
theaters,
Which movie
but
are you
I
talking
don't
about?
remember that part. Maybe
I don't
I
either.
saw it and just forgot about it.
Which movie,
No,
Jedi?
this is a Godzilla 2000. This was in
Flex
that movie. It was in
Really?
the
At the
question
end?
mark.
At the end?
So
With the question mark.
it had a big question mark that came on.
I don't remember that. Maybe
Oh.
I didn't wait long enough.
Oh no! I always stay through the credits. I love watching credits. But they had a big question mark that come at the end, and this is something
Don't
they
they
did
always?
back in the 50s with the Blob. When you see the Blob,
That I remember.
and they show this big question mark, and that's something
Yeah.
like, oh, that's something I haven't seen being done in a movie in a long time, you know. So it's
Okay.
that moment there. But no, I mean, but that moment has been excluded from any other rentals version of the film of the American cut.
Maybe that was the company's a little oh, this is our version.
Yeah. Which it was, you know, but Toho was
Oh.
kind of like, we don't want to see that. That's kind of making Godzilla a joke. And so it's like, well, you got to remember, y'all kind of made him jokey at the tail end of the Showa era. So what you talking about, you know? But hey, goes without
Actually,
saying.
Walter, I have a question, and I forgot to bring this up, but it pertains to you since we both saw it in the theater
Okay.
at the US. Do you remember the moment when they're talking about those armor-piercing missiles, and the guy gives the line, "I think it'll go through Godzilla like crap through a goose"? And
Yeah.
I don't know if it was like this for you, but in my theater, there was like a pause, there was a murmuring. And then people just busted out laughing, like delayed reaction, bust out laugh. And I will never forget it because I was laughing with them because I'm like thinking, what did he just say? And then
Yeah.
it clicked. Like, did that
I
happen?
think someone did that to my theater, but
And
even
think
I
about
had to.
doing it in the voices of the 60s dubbing.
Oh, this was the bad Chinese company dubbing.
I had to take a back by that statement too. It's like, really? I mean, Godzilla's been hit with multiple things, even other blasts from other kaijus. You need to tell me this is gonna really do something man-made? It's like, all right,
Sure, it'll go through him, but he's
Well,
gonna hit him.
it's returning to the theme of like super science. I mean, we saw that, you know, with the 1984 with the, you know, we see it earlier with like in like Gargantuas with the masers. You know, there's always like a super science contingency. I mean, that's they did bring some of those things back in the Hasty series. And I forgot to talk about that. The Mazers have been brought back, which I thought were pretty cool. You see them in the Mothra and things like that. I'm like, okay, that's
they
cool.
They really don't tell you where they come from, but you know, if you've seen,
yeah, the super science. Yeah. If you know it, you know it, you know? So, no, I totally get it.
No, it's still, I would have been cool if they said, yeah, it was taken, Mew technology that when we defeated them in 64, that we, you know, took their technology anyway. But that'd be fun. I'll go.
Okay. Any last thoughts on 2000 Millennium?
Well, just one last thing.
Sure.
Godzilla 1985 and Return of Godzilla, this had vastly different US and Japanese cuts. And like Return of Godzilla 85, the U.S. version felt so much better edited, whereas the Japanese version, to me, just felt drawn out. Some of the shots were weirdly placed. And I will say, I actually like the American music stock cues better than the soundtrack from the film itself from Japan.
Oh, which one was this? This is
2000.
2000?
What you're hearing in the U.S. version is not the original Toho soundtrack. Right. You're hearing American stock music.
I guess I haven't seen the original,
I haven't seen the original Japanese cut of that film.
And yet. it's a rare instance where I prefer the U.S. treatment over the Japanese. Yeah?
Okay.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, that is kind of weird. But
all right. Well, very much like the Heisei series, the Millennium series was churned out every movie a year. And they just cranked them out. So in 2000, we see Godzilla versus Megaguirus. And we're bringing back I like the plot of how they're trying to find this super science of how to get rid of Godzilla once and for all, you know? And I like the concept of this, this kind of black hole, create a miniature black hole. And I like that in a Stephen King.
And I like that they have to go to that extreme to do it, though, you know, because they've tried everything on it and there's nothing that's working.
Yeah.
And so they have to go to this.
Yes.
Cutting a hole in dimensions. It's just
and very much like in the Stephen King in the Mist, the ripping of the dimension brings things back with it. And that's what we get. I like the concept. I like the plot of it. But there are things about this movie I really just dislike. Like I think some of it is the storytelling becomes so disjointed. And like I still can't remember or figure out why the fuck Tokyo is flooded. I'm like, wait a minute, where did this come from? It just seemed like, what was I missing something? I mean, you know, and like things like that. Some of the fight scenes were okay, but then there were some other shots that were like really bad, like slowed down. Like technically they just look bad. You know, but I still like the continuing of this new, the Godzilla look, although I'm not too crazy about the green, I have to say.
Yeah.
No, I'm not. Yeah, that wasn't necessary, but.
Well, I can say personally, this is actually one of my more favorite of the Millennium films because it's, I don't know, I guess because the introduction of the composer that does the music for this film, she too. That's another thing. It's a female composer.
Mothra.
She does a great, great, march of the film, but just storytelling in terms of what she's doing with this score for this film. And I mean, sure enough, she takes some cues from Kafube, you know, with his, but she makes it her own. And it's, I love how it does some things and whatever, you know, but no, the music is what is actually the highlight of this film. You know, it's like, it's funny. We was talking about how 90, I don't know why I'm saying 98 because it's a horror film in itself because it's terrible. 84 Godzilla is more malicious and more horrific. This one does have some very scary moments where, you know, we see the Magirus, you know, Lara version of itself attack people, and it really does this more like stalker-esque kind of moments, you know, and I'm just like, whoa, you know, and this is, it gives you that really J horror moments in there, you know. I mean, even though this is not a J horror film, but it touches on that a little bit, and I feel like this film is a little bit more enjoyable in my mind, and the characters are not that bad compared to some of the other characters we'll see in the later films, you know. But this one is not as, or even before, is not that bad. But I feel this film is, like I say, this is one of my favorite, more favorite of the Millennium Godzilla films.
All right, Billy. Oh, you talk, Dr. Tarr,
Oh,
Megaguirus.
what? Wait, what? Yeah,
Yeah.
who? Yeah, it was fun. I mean, I don't think I sat through the whole thing, but
Oh.
I do like the idea. I do super. I really do this whole idea of super science, and I really like that through Toho anyway. You know, where they go to this extreme science to do something, and it's just anyway. And this one, yeah, this one. I to be honest with you, I haven't watched all of it just because it just got so boring to me that it just. But I did like some of the looks. I like stills from it. You know, I enjoy all that stuff, but
Yeah, I kind of there with you. It's like it's hard. The whole Millennium series it has a different feel, just like the Heisei has a different feel, just like the Showa. And some of these movies, they're not as easy for me to enjoy. And maybe
true.
because I was at an age where, or I'm at an age now where the things I want to see are different. It's hard to say, but
It's different, and literally you have seen it all, and it's
yeah,
just
it's a nice,
for the
interesting
most
new
part.
creature, but we see another return of the big swarming scene, like we saw in Destoroyah, like we see, you know, in the Gamma Legion, you know. So, yeah, I like the idea that ripping the fabric in space and time kind of thing. I do like that horror kind of aspect. So I guess that it makes perfect sense that they would want to play up on that a little bit, you know. But yeah, it's okay.
Actually, I was going to say, I don't know about this film. I've tried and tried with it. The
Really?
only There's only two redeeming qualities I like about it: the score and the final battle. I just skipped to the monster fight. This human story, I tried and tried. I just It's not so much the actors, it's just the story. It doesn't, for some reason, my mind, my opinion just rejects it.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I that plays out a lot in a lot of Godzilla movies for me. You know, it's just like, let's just get to what we're here for, get to the monsters.
Now, the
But
monster fight was shot well. It was
it
actually
no, it was
fun. No, it
I
was really.
enjoyed all
Yeah,
that stuff. But
I like
you're right
I like
about
the
the
creature.
human element all the time.
Yeah,
Yeah, and I
that
think
was it
that's what
for me.
makes Shin Godzilla and Minus One so unique, and the first one. I mean, that all three of those movies, that the human element was not forgotten
Yeah,
in that universe.
that's the Trinity, you know,
Yes.
it's the ho Toho Trinity. Speaking of other Trinity, hey, good segue. 2001 brings us Godzilla, Mothra, and King Ghidorah, giant monsters all out attack.
Also known as GMK.
GMK.
I don't think that title was long enough.
No, I don't
No,
think
I don't
so.
think it was either, yeah.
Epic
Yes, they could
battle.
have put like decisive battle, you know, in there as well. But I say this is my favorite movie of the Millennium series. I love this because it's on its own timeline. We have a
It is a
it's it's a
standalone,
standalone in this series, and I love how fucking horrifying Godzilla is portrayed, like of a monster with those soulless, all white
yeah.
eyes and
Oh,
like
can I
those
say one
orbs.
thing? This
Say
is
it.
the first time they bring Godzilla into the spiritual realm, like Gamera is, you know, the connection.
Gamma 3, yeah.
But it's like the opposite, though. These are vengeful ghosts. This is like J-Horror gone crazy, and it's just like, yeah. I thought that was such a cool concept that
Yes.
none of this was science. This was all supernatural stuff going on here, and
Yeah.
it
Well, we
was
have to
just
remind ourselves this was directed by a Heisei Gamera director, so I would like to
yes,
maybe add that element
yes,
into this.
yeah.
Who's Shinji Higuchi? Who directed
Yeah.
it? Oh, really? He did that.
Wait, Kaneko made it, didn't he?
Oh, was he?
Oh my
I think
God,
it was
Monkey.
Kaneko who made GMK.
Oh, okay.
Give me his line, because I mean, I
yeah,
thought
I don't
I
know.
know somebody who was from GM, I mean, from Gamera who directed this. I think it was, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Kaneko did the sorry, I didn't mean to sound like I was correcting or anything.
No,
Obviously.
I mean,
That's
no,
right.
look, no, correct me, because
Yeah.
see, if I get the wrong information, trust me, somebody's gonna come and just snag me up. It's like, you got the wrong information here.
You know,
oh, no,
I hope no
not
one
gonna be
does
like
that,
that.
man. You know, we've got good fans on our show. We've got good viewers. You know, no one's gonna be a dick,
But no.
but it doesn't mean that there aren't Godzilla people who are gonna be watching and listening. And I know there are some gatekeepers out there, but I hope they just like, you know
Trust me,
what?
I deal with them on a daily basis,
I
and
just that's how
they
I
hold
withdrawn
those
from
keys.
fandom. It's like I, you know, I like the stuff, but I got like 25,000 other things going on in my life. You know, it's like
Yeah.
I'm good, man. It's all good,
You don't have
but.
time for that in our
Yeah,
lives.
exactly. I what I love so much about this is, yeah, Godzilla is horrifying. I love seeing well, Mothra and Ghidorah, even though I don't really like the way Ghidorah looks, the stunted necks. But I like seeing Baragon back. I thought that was, and I love that fight. And like this, here's another monster. I
It would
just
really been cool to see the original concept bringing back the other two monsters that he wanted to.
Iran and
Iran and
Anguirus. Yes.
yeah. I think that would have been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But
Yeah.
yeah, once again, I think this is where the idea of me getting mad that they keep bringing back the same monsters over and over again.
Yeah.
This is
Marginal
where that
value.
comes in. Yeah,
Marginal.
and I really thought it would have been cool if they just got something fresh, you know, all would have seemed fresh, but you know, like
Yeah.
the new monsters reinvented. But
And I
Yeah.
believe this was the introduction of suit actress Rhea Ota, if I'm not
Yeah,
mistaken.
she's
Yeah.
Baragon. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
Is
a
it
great
wrong to
fight.
say she
And
was hot in Baragon suit?
no, she was cool. Well, she was hot in the Baragon suit. I mean, now she's hot in real life.
Oh no. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. That's around it. Right?
Frankenstein.
Higher gold. Yeah, I one of my favorite shots in this movie is when the fight with Baragon, when Godzilla finally gives out the breath weapon from the point of the school. The school looks out and you see a mushroom cloud in the distance. I'm like, fuck.
Those perspective shots are always,
Yeah.
I
So
love
good.
those.
Yes. So good. And I like the fact that these creatures have a different origin. Not that I haven't seen something like that before. It's a protector spirit. Like, oh yeah, we've seen this before. But the concept of, even though King Ghidorah is a villain, I remember the director saying, just because you're a villain doesn't mean you can't be heroic. And I thought, wow, that's pretty good, because Ghidorah has to kind of fight Godzilla. You know, all of them do.
Well, just in the spiritual realm, you know, yeah, the creation and destruction, and it's part of the situation, and it's just, yeah.
Yeah, and we see also it's a story that starts making commentary on the generational differences. They are losing touch with their roots and the respect of their culture. And so I think it's like a cautionary tale too. Like, hey kids, don't forget who you are. You know, because not respecting the culture is what brought these monsters to life, you know, like the Japanese Pandora's box.
Because we
And that,
see that
yeah,
moment in the
kind of runs
movie
through
where,
Gamera too,
yeah,
that whole concept of
because we
losing
see some
touch.
kids disrespecting these statues, and then they go, "Ooh, this it irks me." Well, when I see this, they try to drown a
Yeah.
puppy. I'm just like,
Oh.
"Ooh,
Oh,
they."
that hit everybody's nerve that I've ever seen this with, and it's
I'm
just
like,
I agree. It's very hard to I've John Wick. Gonna go John Wick on you.
yeah.
There you go. But I mean, they got theirs, and I'm like, yeah. I mean, I don't wish harm on nobody, but they were asking for that, you know.
Yeah. No, I get it. And it much
Sorry.
deserved, you know. And then I think the fight scenes are incredible. The
Oh man.
pyrotechnics, you know, the effects are amazing. There's some shots
Who
that are
was
like
it from the Gamera series that was involved in this? Was it the special
Shinji
effects?
Higuchi? Oh, can I
Huh?
go?
Was it both of them? No, I
Did
sorry.
Higuchi work on this too?
He, I
Who,
can't
I was
remember
just
offhand.
wondering.
I don't
I
know.
thought both of them did, and I thought they were
They
limited
might
with
have.
the.
Yeah, I don't know offhand. Hold on, hold on. Higuchi-san, would you like to be on our show? We'd love to have you.
For those, as you mentioned, Mark, and see, I'm a big fan of things blowing the hell up. They had some incredible pyrotechnics in there. I mean, especially that one shot where the dock gets blown all the hell. I'm like,
The only reason I'm saying that, I like the effects on this much more than the previous movies. And it was
The
just.
scale is different, and it's a lot of
And
fiery
it
explosions.
just has a very different, it has the camera look.
It's
You know what I
saying.
mean? At the time, the same, if that came, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
It,
yeah, definitely know what you mean.
It's
and
saying.
it kept, and it kept at that perspective too. It always, a lot of the shots were always kept low. So you're always looking up at these things. So it was.
Billy?
What were you saying,
It
Billy?
was saying that Shinji Higuchi apparently did work on GMK, but in limited capacity on the film.
Oh,
Okay. All
Did
right.
he write on it or did he
Well,
direct it on?
Higuchi-san, we'd love to have you on. I should just send him an email. Would you like to be on the show? I'd never even thought about that.
I've met him before.
Can I be on?
Yeah, of course.
Um,
Yeah, I'm
so.
gonna. I you know I had to give. I'm gonna route to Tom Kitagawa. Why not?
No,
I mean, I
great
just need a
guy.
translator. That's all.
We
But that would be awesome.
cigars with him outside G-Con.
I know. That's what I'm like. That might be
And explain to
my most
them the
sublimely
situation
favorite
so they
moment
have to be
in my
very.
life. Smoking a cigar with Godzilla, and Billy was there. Dr. Tarr, that picture, have you seen a picture with me and Tom Kitagawa smoking cigars? And Billy was the one who took that picture, and Billy was there, and we all had cigars.
Are you smoking a
So
cigar,
with Godzilla, with
Billy?
Tom Kitagawa, and sitting there smoking cigars, and he was like, oh, took his phone out and was like showing us pictures of his family and his dogs and his house. And I'm like, oh,
Oh, that's
I'm
cool.
sitting like,
That's so
Jesus,
cool.
I'm like, oh my God. We are looking, Godzilla is sharing his phone with us while we're smoking cigars. Isn't like this like the coolest night
Then
in the
you find
world?
in the
There's
deep
a
corner in
thing.
the basement a Godzilla suit. That
There are just so much about this GMK that I love. The story, the interesting
I did.
twist on the creatures and where the monsters
I
themselves
like this one a
fights.
lot. It was like I didn't like. Yeah, you're right. I didn't like Ghidra as much.
The stumpy, because it was easier to manipulate
Was
with the
just yeah.
stumpier.
It didn't look like the
No, it didn't
quick.
look like Ghidorah. Those
You
big.
know what I
I
mean?
want the
Yeah.
long floppy heads, man.
Yeah, I
Give
mean,
me that.
he
Or it
seemed
doesn't have to be too
more
floppy, but more.
serpentine. Yeah, something. Yeah, energetic, I guess. It just this just looked, bulk.
Jedi.
No, I was just saying he looks more like a plush doll in a sense, when he's shrunk down in size. Like I'm like, no, man, give me something that's like robust and like, especially when he gets resurrected by Mothra. He comes out and think he's gonna be a little bit, but he's like, nope, still the same size. So.
Which, in this movie was kind of a neat idea because it was her that resurrects Ghidra this time, and it just the idea that instead of being an invader from outer space, he's already it's an Earth spirit to begin with, and it's just I like the whole idea that all these are different energy spirits that the
It's
Earth
like
has,
it's
and
the
it's just like.
Nagare, or not the Nagare, it's the Kami, it's like it's the spirits,
Yeah.
and it's like the yokai monsters in a way. There's a lot of that kind of folklore.
Kaiju yokai or yokai kaiju
The little tiny, the yokai spirits,
But they did
the
that all the time. Yeah.
the spirit world and life. I do love that about that this movie. Billy, anything to say?
Wow. This film has always been a love-hate relationship because
Yeah.
it has caused one too many ugly fandom debates with me whenever I just simply said I'm not a fan of it for this reason, that reason, that reason. And then people are upset because they think I'm not backing up my opinions or
Oh,
whatever. And so this
Jesus.
has caused some drama with me and G fandom. However, I will just keep it simple here. I
Fair.
don't hate the film. I actually love a lot of things about it. I love the score. I love the quality. I love the cinematography. I love the monster fights. And Godzilla is one dirty, rotten bastard in this
Yes.
fight. And he's quite clever. Just when you think Mothra can come up from behind, wham! It's like this, you don't mess with this Godzilla.
I do like that little detail where she flings these little her wing dust or whatever you want to
It
call it,
starts out of
her
her ass.
little knives or her. I that was cool.
Gave her like a sting, like a wasp. you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, all that I was okay with. Godzilla's design, I'm sorry, I'm just not a fan of it.
No, really.
I don't like the wide eyes, and it was almost as if they made him look like Yokozuna from WWF. Because especially when he's charging at
He
Ghidorah,
is bulky.
it reminded me so much of when Yokozuna would go from one corner of the turnbuckle and just rush the guy at the other end and splat him in the turnbuckle. That's exactly what it reminded me of. And I love Yokozuna as a wrestler, but I'm like, it's like they put a sumo wrestler in the Godzilla suit this time.
I now
And
there you go.
nothing
I
against
like
that.
the white eyes. Yeah, I thought that was cool.
It didn't have the effect that I was hoping it would have with me. I just did not like the suit.
Well, the texture is weird. It took a while to get used to the elephantine texture instead of that more furrowed tree bark, you know.
But
I wasn't
yeah, I
impressed
like
with.
the idea that he's possessed. It's these are
Yeah, I'd
spirits,
love. I mean,
and
yeah.
he's just
So
like,
it's
yeah.
still a scary version. That suit is a terrifying version. I see the white eyes for me. That really shows it's not. He's not just an animal. We're not doing an animal anymore. We are
Yeah.
just doing a. He's
We're
yes.
dealing it with
He's the
another level,
spirit of
yeah.
the angry spirits of all these dead from the
Of
war.
death, yeah.
Yeah. So it's the
Here,
spirit of death. Yeah. It's
here's my next
scary.
point where I have a lot of division with people in the fandom and me. The whole concept of him being the collective souls of dead World War II and South Pacific War soldiers. Now, okay, that's pretty vague when you tell it to me that way in whatever subtitle or translation we're going with here. And I've seen all of them. But it's like they don't really go into detail. Okay, is it dead Japanese soldiers? Is it dead Chinese souls from the Rape of Nanking, which a lot of fans have contested with me what it's from?
I always took it to mean
And
all of them, Billy. Like,
me too.
and or
American, everyone that's involved.
I'm like, is it American too? It's like we don't
Yeah.
go into that detail. And then we're
No.
still going with the nuclear theme because he's obviously radioactive, but we're also going with the spiritual theme. So it's like, which theme is he? Is he all of them? Because that's getting a little confusing here for
I
me.
see. Yeah,
And
sure.
this is where I have that problem. Now, Mothra, okay, neat design, but where's her antenna beams from the Heisei? Where's her scales? She
Yeah.
has darts flying out of her ass. And
Yeah.
Baragon. I loved the Baragon design and I loved that fight, but where's his fire? He has a heat ray. And I like when they maintain that the kaiju have their abilities from the past era. And now fans come down on me, oh, it's just a ray. Oh, what? Mothra shouldn't have eye lasers. I'm like, well, that's my opinion. And that's where I
You're
have
right. You're
problems.
absolutely right.
Yeah.
I
You're
that would have
absolutely
been cool to see all that stuff here.
right.
Oh, it would have been. I wish Baragon did have it, her breath or whatever. And
Yeah.
yeah, that would have been
It's
cool.
yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think they were trying to do things that made them fresh, but also kind of not do I mean, if they had brought Mothra back the way she looked like in the Heisei series, people would say, "Oh God, I've seen this Mothra 15 times now." Because we also forget we had that trilogy.
I get
The
it.
Mothra trilogy.
Yeah.
So they needed to do a fresh look, perhaps, because again,
Well,
because it's a different origin. It's like almost like a Marvel alternate universe. It's like the Marvel Ultimate
that's
Universe
a,
or
I see this
the
more as a
Elseworlds. It's
standalone movie
a
too. Yeah, it's
standalone
kind of
movie
weird.
that has its own mythos and its own concept. And so I agree with what you're saying, Billy. I never thought about it to that level, but you're exactly right. Maybe. I think it's not, it goes beyond, they don't need to say who died because we already, it's the spirit of death itself.
No,
It's like
I
this,
can go with that.
you
But
know, so, but if you don't like it, you know, or the eyes or whatever, like if they're not effective to you, then hey, this is how you react. That's cool,
I
man.
mean, I would have appreciated it better if they were just going with that logic. He wasn't radioactive. He is actually a ghost. Okay, I can get behind that, but it's like, I don't
And
like
have
when
him like a ghost breath that was like a radioactive breath, maybe.
they
I'd like to have seen him walk around and like just like cold, like mist, kind of drifting around him, like a
I would have
swirling
gone with
spirit.
that.
That'd have been really
That would have
scary.
been, yeah, it would have
That would have
been
been
really
awesome.
nice in the
Yeah.
story if they kind of explained how actually there was Godzilla that actually existed, but the idea that this presence was around him and eventually infiltrated him, creating this, you know, this vengeful spirit at yokai or whatever you want to call him, you know, just that would have been cool. Yeah, if they kind of explored that, but they don't. They just kind of, okay, we gave him white eyes, he's possessed, it's cool. So
yeah, because they had to change it. Yeah.
I do like the guardian ass, the monsters though.
And there could be something that relates to Shinto that I'm unaware about in this as well, because Toho is definitely, you know, follows the Shinto. Godzilla is a Shinto monster. The universe follows the Shinto kind of Shinto beliefs. So there may be something in there that, that I don't, you know, not aware about, but yeah, but it's cool, man. I mean, it's, you know, no matter what we like it, we hate it, it's, that doesn't matter. You know,
I respect that people disagree with me from a critical aspect and just live and let live. I've had so many fans who are, and some gatekeepers even, I'm not going to mention their names, who just pounce on me whenever I put these opinions out because they obviously have nothing better to do than to argue with people.
There's but no insecure, man. Here, here, gatekeepers, get a life. Get a fucking life.
Yeah.
You know, it's a movie.
Please, please, you know, visit Unsane Radio.
Go on a date. All right. Just
that's not going to happen, guys. Because you got to remember, if they're gatekeepers, they're holding all the keys. Yeah, they're going to be.
No, they're just being dicks. Then,
but
you know,
one last thing I will say.
I'm shaking them. Sorry.
One last thing I will say about Kaneko here. I don't blame him for any of the things I don't like because, to begin with, this wasn't the film he wanted to make. He wanted to make it.
Oh, no.
At first with like an alien astronaut thing. Then when that idea fell through, he wanted to do Varan, Anguirus, and Baragon, which I would have been 100% behind.
Oh, that would have been so cool. So cool. I was hoping for that one. Yeah.
So it's really not his film. And he quoted, "Toho will be Toho," or something along those lines, right? After making this. Because he had the budget, but he didn't have the time. Whereas in the Gamera films, he had the time, but he had a limited budget from what's one.
Yeah. Those movies cost like a third of what these did.
That's how.
And they are the ultimate. I think they are so cool. All three of those movies are just so good.
Yeah.
I enjoyed each one of them when they came out.
That's great. I didn't know you had information, Billy. That's awesome.
Well, I'm not saying that's correct because I've heard that from somebody who knows a little bit more about the Heisei Gamera films than I do. Now, I know a little bit, but those films, the Gamera films, seem like he had a little bit more freedom and like he was having more fun with those as opposed to this film.
Now, I think so, too.
But
again, Toho's like, no, we want King Ghidorah and Mothra in there. Marquee value. Yeah. Money, 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 money.
Right.
Yep.
Because they will market because kids will buy them. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I think I'd love to see the version. But I didn't know those other monsters should have been in there. I'd love to have seen that as well. I mean, that would have been like, wow. Now we're bringing back it's like going back to some deep cuts on the album. Right. That, you know, it's not the singles. Oh my God, these are the tracks that not even some of the fans don't even like. You know, that would be awesome. That would have been awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, been sorry, different.
I didn't mean to.
I think that's what it needed.
I don't apologize, man. This is why we're here. To talk about Godzilla,
this is why we love it.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all good, man. Well, next the year after that, 2002 brings us the first of two movies that are actually one movie that are separated by a year. Godzilla against Mechagodzilla, and I see Billy is showing off his shirt with Kiryu.
Yeah, I was gonna say nice.
The new revised Mechagodzilla.
I'm sorry, do I pronounce it Kiryu? Kiryu?
Kiryu.
I still call it Mechagodzilla.
Kairu,
I always all right.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but I did like the design. I bought my son that, and a Godzilla so they could battle.
Oh, that's cool.
No, no, it was.
I've got a theater exclusive design, all black, like an all black version.
Yeah.
No. Okay. So. Anyone who wants to chime in, Jedi, you want to tell him?
Yeah, let me know.
Godzilla, Mechagodzilla, 2002.
This was the first. Now, believe it or not, this film I saw before I saw Mechagodzilla, and this was my introduction to Miss Oshima, the composer, to this film because she composed this and the next one, SOS, but she composed Mechagodzilla. But when you listen to it, it's like, This is really a strong, well-made score that she does, and she does it with both this one, the next one, and Megaguirus. So when I was introduced to this film, the thing that got me the most was how empowering the music is, the music score, along with enduring human element story. The pilot or the soldier that's kind of lost her way, but it's like trying to regain her momentum of her
Kind of redeem
existence,
herself.
redeem herself, And then she meets up with the so-called scientist whose daughter is kind of like, you're more in touch with, the science than what you've lost in terms of the I could have had a kid, boy, I mean a baby brother or baby sister, and we lost your wife, lost my mother, and it's like all these stories are here. The little girl is in there. All these stories are intertwined with one another, but they all have the same kind of effect. It's like everyone's looking for some kind of redemption or some kind of thing that lets them say, hey, you're not useless, or we're not. Or it's all these things. And to me, this film with the music really grabs me. I mean, it really made me realize like this is one of my favorite of the Millennium's films, and not to say that Final Wars is not good. That's a side of point. But no,
No, it's not.
this is really, yeah, this is really a really a good story filled movie. And I think it's one of the examples where it's like I didn't realize you can when I say balance kaiju with human story and make it work. And like I say again, another thing with this story, we find out that tech, I mean, messing with, put it like this, the old Frankenstein motif is being used here. And we're seeing how man's always trying to play God again. And we see that he's paying the price for it, and it comes out. And as you mentioned before, this is actually one of two films that are spliced together and just broken it down. If you put them together, it'd be basically a 3-hour film, which, I'll be honest with you, I wish they could have done that. I wish they would have done that, but they didn't do that well.
The
But
God
y'all.
Godzilla with the wind.
Yes, exactly. But no, in the end, though,
I
this film
like that.
is probably my favorite of the Millennium Godzilla films.
I don't know nothing about Birth of No Minya.
Yeah, exactly. But no, but it's a brilliant made film to me. I know there's some things in there you might say something about, which is okay because that's the thing. Everyone has their own opinion about how they feel about whatever, and that's okay. You're
Yeah,
supposed
that
to
doesn't
have
matter.
that.
We're all here because we like it.
Yeah,
We
because
have
you're
like the
supposed
same thing.
because the
Are
post
we?
because the reason because the thing about that is, if you have an opinion about something that's different from someone else, it's like, fine, good. I mean, that shows right
Right.
there you have a mind of your own.
That's right.
Although some other people be like, you like this or you dislike this.
Republican.
Exactly. It's like get off that stick that you're riding on and stop thinking
Yeah.
like that, But yeah, so
Oh, I'll stop that. Oh,
it's
no.
all right. No, I get it. I get it. Billy, what else would you like to say? Anything else about Godzilla against Mecha Godzilla?
Well, I first saw this film by renting it from Hollywood Video, not Blockbuster,
Oh,
Video.
yeah.
Yeah.
And
I used to work at a Hollywood Video.
I miss Hollywood Video over
Yeah. I did it just for the free movies.
Yeah.
And he had the exposed nipples on his suit.
Anyway, getting back to Godzilla X or Godzilla X Mechagodzilla. I don't like the name Kiru. I don't know who came up with it, but I don't know. It's Mechagodzilla. End of day.
Yeah.
But I love the design. Mechagodzilla looks like a badass here. I love the female lead character who's her story arc. You're really invested in this one. You're behind her. And by the way, the doctor who keeps creeping on her is the young guy from Godzilla 1985 who hits the button for the volcano to erupt.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Whoa.
Look at that.
I believe that's the same
He's a
guy.
premature eruptor.
Right? If I'm wrong, I do apologize, but I do believe that is the
All
same.
right. That's excellent.
So it was kind of interesting seeing him in a kind of different role here.
Kind of goofy a little
Yeah,
bit.
I didn't like him at first, but then he grew on me.
Yeah. Like a wart.
Kaiju or Godzilla looks really good here. I like the 2000 design better, but it's basically a more streamlined version of the overall 2000 look. And they made him look mean, but it just too smooth.
It's a little emaciated for my look. I mean, I love the Heisei series, that heaviness, but I think this is more for, because they want the actors are get, can be more physical
Well,
now
more high
in these
tech.
suits. Yeah, you know, I get that.
And I liked the show of callbacks here they were giving with Mothra and Gaara. It was like, okay, you're talking about Gaara. Is he going to come?
Yeah,
And
I was
that's when I
excited,
got a
like,
little
nice.
disappointed. Because I'm like, I didn't even know about Gaara until that I saw that film. Like, I've never known about the Gargantuas again.
Wow,
Yeah,
really?
I never knew about them.
Oh.
Oh, don't they make a reference to it though?
Yeah,
Don't
that's
they
what
show like
I.
her talking about when Japan was invaded
It's in that
earlier?
newsreel.
That's what I was talking about.
Yeah, that's
And
what he's
they,
talking
yeah,
about.
okay. All right. All right. Yeah, that was cool that they mentioned him. It's like, yeah, where'd that come from?
I like how they brought back the. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No. It would've been cool if they brought Frankenstein.
I like how they brought back the Mazer cannons from War Gargantuas, or as I
Oh,
knew
yeah.
them from Godzilla versus Gigan.
Right.
And the monster fights were definitely good. Although Godzilla came off in these fights more as a weakling, because it seemed like Mechagodzilla was kicking his ass more than half the time. And I just would have liked that GMK Godzilla fighting spirit in this
In
Godzilla.
that movie.
Yeah, that was amazing. Well, I think it connects into the necessary of the plot, which is the one thing I really love about these two connected movies, how you they got Kiryu. They found the bones of Godzilla, and they were building a cyborg on top of these bones. So we're making this organic
That still had the
material,
DNA.
it's DNA
Yeah.
to get with the brain, but then you're also bringing in like, but then it's not just the physical, it's the spirit. And that's what gets evoked, and that's what changes everything in Kiryu, because he's,
Which is a bizarre combination
yeah,
with
because
all
he's
this.
that's why he's fighting Godzilla, and then it like triggers in his brain, like, oh my God, I'm fighting myself. It's like an existential crisis that that two era of Godzilla have, you know,
And it shows in which one was it, where he goes absolutely, where Kiryu goes uncontrolled
right.
for a while.
It's like
I
he's
liked
just like.
that moment.
Yeah, I liked it too. It reminded me a little bit of
So
like
it's kind of like an
King Kong
AI just
or
like
like
fucking
King
up on
Kong
itself, and
Escapes,
it's just like,
you know, like when Mechanicong starts tearing through stuff, you know, reminds me a little bit like that. That was cool. Or when the in the Mysterians, when the Mogera, you know, comes in, when you first see Mogera, what a great entrance, right?
I love the Mogera. Looks
Yeah,
like a
yeah.
50s giant robot.
Also, I did like the Absolute Zero cannon aspect and how they kept trying to use it, and every time they're just this close to hitting Godzilla with
And they
these
mess up.
boom, boom.
That
You're
close.
right.
My God.
They're like, oh, they
Wow,
know.
how much should we spend?
Yeah, they're doing a of Alfred Hitchcock. They're manipulating the audience. They're just like waiting, provoking you, waiting. You're like, nope, we're gonna edge you a little bit more. But
Look at
here
the
it comes.
birds.
That's
That's
right.
right. Although I didn't like the 2 hour time limit. I'm like, and the loss of ammunition. It's like when we see Mechagodzilla, he just has infinite ammunition, and as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's why I love the first one so much. There's the variety of
Well,
weapons,
but that's kind of
like,
a
you
neat
know.
element, though. It's like it's actually techno,
It does
but
make it actual
you only
technology,
have a
though.
limit.
For this
This is
story,
a
it does.
machine. You have a limit, and it's
Yeah.
just
That's
like, yeah.
just my nerd talking in me, but
I
yeah.
know. No, I agree with you, though. You
Yeah,
know,
because
Marvel
that's what it would look
overcomes
like
that with
in the
like
Showa.
whatever.
Unlimited weapons, and like it just kept on going and going, and explosions and beams,
You're
and
right.
like that first fight between
But I think
Gurnet
that's an
Godzilla, that was awesome.
interesting
Yeah.
problem to
Well, yeah, for this
investigate if you
story,
do a
yes.
movie, though.
It
You
kind
know,
of
if you're
still
going to
grounds it in
make
the
these
real world.
giant monsters, giant robots or whatever,
Yeah.
maybe there's just a limit.
It grounds it in the real world, you know, in that way. Like logistics matter. It's important. Like we're gonna run out of ammunition. We can't stay out forever. You know, like we have super science, but it's super to a degree, you know? Yeah.
And yeah, which could make a story very interesting, though. I mean, if you could, how
Yeah, I
you
liked it.
employ it, but
And that this blends over to our discussion of 2003's Godzilla Tokyo SOS, because that is literally the sequel, because of Godzilla ex Mechagodzilla. I like this movie actually better than Mechagodzilla. I thought it
This
was
has
I thought it,
Mothra in it, doesn't
yeah. And
it?
I think I like the way the story resolves better. And
And she's more like the original
yeah.
Mothra. Isn't it like she's connecting with the same guy or something like
Yeah,
that, isn't she?
it's the original Mothra from 1961.
I was gonna say it's
Yeah.
connecting up with that
And
one.
she connects with him, or they connect with him. The what? Yeah,
And of
okay.
course, we're reintroduced with the fairies. I think something that we haven't seen in almost 10 years, which I think
Which
meant.
is a better reintroduction than most, I think, but
I do too. Because I'll be honest with you, the fairies in Godzilla versus Mothra and the Heisei, it's okay, but I think they do a better job here
you know
somehow.
what? When I was little, I always thought of them as not spiritual, but they're mutants too, from
To a
the
degree.
natives there,
Oh, the
and how
radiation.
they somehow that group created a connection with the mutated moth. But that's how I viewed it, that they were mutations
Yeah,
also, if you
that
look
makes
at
perfect
it.
sense. I
Yeah.
like that. Yeah, that's
Very
awesome.
cool.
So, yeah, I like Tokyo SOS. Mechagodzilla sets up the story, and I like how it ends, and it really like, oh, okay, like a draw, and then Mechagodzilla has to sort things out, or they got to figure out how are we going to get Mechagodzila past this existential crisis,
Right.
so I will leave it to you, Billy. Tokyo SOS.
Well, this one I didn't quite like as the previous film, and keep in mind, all the Millennium films up to this point, up to X Mechagodzilla, they were all going off their own continuity. Whereas Godzilla 2000 didn't follow Mechagodzilla. Mechagodzilla was its own film, and then so was GMK, and then so was X Mechagodzilla. But now we finally get a
They
sequel, so
have
it's
that thin thread.
okay. Now we're building off something. The human character. Story still had me, and but I just felt that we were just getting a lot of been there, seen that in some aspects, as far as the story and the monster fighting, and I like how they added the scar design from the absolute zero point blank. It's like, how did I not kill Godzilla for one, and
Yeah, the
two,
right.
I don't know, but the scar looked pretty cool.
It sold
Although,
more toys that I think they had to do that in the second
yeah,
film to make a
sure.
different toy. I
Gotta
think
have
it's
our Megatron and our Galvatron.
yeah, we gotta have the kids need to buy two Godzillas. That's right.
So, but Godzilla again just came off like a derp in the fights, and he's just kind of moseying around, shooting his ray, not doing much else. Mothra, I did like in it. Although, where's her antenna beams? Because I, again, I'm just one of those guys. Like, once I see eye lasers, come on, bring it back. But I get the original Mothra didn't have them, so okay, gets a pass. But she has still kind of has the reflective scales from the Heisei, because when Godzilla shot his ray at it exploded on him. So it's like, okay, we can bring that back, but not the antenna beams. Whatever. Also, I think this would have been a great opportunity to bring in Gaara and bring in the others, to kind of have a little bit of a mishmash. I
I would
think it
love to
would
see
have
an
made
updated
that
Gyra.
a little more exciting.
Yeah, I would love
So,
that.
but it ended on a positive note, and although I didn't really like the way Godzilla went out, Mechagodzilla basically megalond him and did her. He did a hyper maser beam on his wound, but he didn't really kill him. And okay, they trap him in the deep sea, but it's like, come on, Godzilla's still coming back somehow. So.
I love your assessment, the fact that this all these movies are standalone now, and technically this is a standalone one standalone movie that's 3 hours long. I
Yeah.
mean, and so because the next movie is also a standalone, I mean, so every one of these is a standalone, and I guess maybe that might be part of why I don't like them as much, or don't give them maybe the attention they deserve, is that
Because they're
I
not
don't feel like
connected.
I'm building on something, and I wonder about that. I never thought about that. That's pretty good,
But
but
all in all, it's grown on me since I first saw it. And I do still like it. It's a good Sunday flick. That's what
sure.
I term it as.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. All right. Well, our last movie in the Millennium series is from
Wait, did
2004.
you let
Oh,
what's his
Dr.
name?
Tarr, did, your thoughts on Tokyo SOS?
What?
Dr.
You didn't include me? Oh, I
Tarr.
okay. Ah, this is yeah. I mean, it was fun.
I'm moving on. No.
No, seriously, it was just literally almost the same thing as the other one, but had Mother and I like certain aspects of it. I like the Mecha Godzilla. I thought it was neat. I like the idea of that. Yeah, overall. I mean, you know what I mean? I like
Yeah.
other Godzilla movies much better than this one.
Yeah,
It
no, I
was.
totally get it. Yeah, the Millennium series is probably my least favorite of the three. It's like it's all right, I'll watch them, but other ones are better.
Very
So
stale.
they feel
I don't
flat
know
or
how to.
something. I don't know.
Yeah,
They
very
feel like
flat.
sterile, maybe. Like they don't have the warmth of like when I see the show and the sets. They don't have the. I don't know. I just don't know. I guess
No,
get
I
off my
agree.
lawn. I'm just getting old, beginning to be an old man. Get
Now
off my lawn, Godzilla Final
that's in
Wars.
my territory. I'm going to
We're all becoming old.
this
Look,
place.
there's no new kaijus for old men. Put it
No
like that.
kaiju for old men? That's fantastic.
Oh, I disagree with
Wait a
that.
minute. You
Like no
boys look
country
kind
for
of
old men.
familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friendo.
Them
Let's talk
two
about 2004's Godzilla Final Wars. Godzilla
bitches.
Final Wars, not as good as Billy DeBose's Godzilla Battle Royale, I will say.
Look, this is nothing more than Independence Day meets The Matrix. That's all it is.
Yeah, they this talk about a movie that had to go, went wanted to go in two different
But
directions, and they said,
did
no, we can do both.
who is the director? Who is the director?
Ryui Kitamura's something. I don't
And
know if
what
it
was his? I
was
have his movie. What was his other movie?
Versus.
What
Versus.
Versus? Have you? Has everyone seen
Versus. I
Versus?
love
I haven't
Versus.
seen Versus.
Versus is
I
batshit
can
crazy.
see. I just
Yes.
think it's so funny that Toho decided, oh yeah, this is the guy that we want to direct the next Godzilla movie. I just thought that was just fucking awesome.
It
Oh,
was.
way to go, Toho. But yeah, I'm not a big fan of Final Wars. I like it. Okay, all right. Oh, I'll let you guys go ahead. Go ahead. There are parts of, I really like the. I wish they could have pulled it together better, whatever.
All
When you
right.
try to cram that much shit into one
Which you
movie,
did.
it's just.
Well, they could have been done. I'd like to have crammed some more monsters into that movie.
Yes,
That's like
longer
my biggest
battles or
flaw. Yeah, I'm
something.
thinking like, okay, now they are bringing back the 50th anniversary of Godzilla. Okay. They want to do a big battle royale. Great. I love
That
Destroy All
threesome
Monsters.
with Caesar and Anguilas, and
Yeah,
I,
we're gonna bring
why did that have
everybody, and I'm
to?
like, oh
I
fuck, this is
kind of
gonna be
like where they're
awesome.
going with it, but that was so short. It's like, come
Yes,
on.
that's it. We had a good fight with Ibra, and that we literally saw Hedorah for like 2 seconds. He gets stabbed. That's it.
God
Like,
damn it.
and then
I
the guy
know.
who
Have a
made it,
longer mesh in the
that guy who
movie.
made that suit, like, Jesus Christ, I spent 2 fucking weeks on making that suit.
And it looked
It
cool. I
was
liked
great.
it looked
I
cool.
know. I wanted to see monsters. Give me fighting and not like all crammed in. Oh, now we're gonna
And
make a 5 minute psych once.
Gimacarus had more screen time than,
Yeah, and like, bring spread
and it
them
was all
around, like
CGI
make them
too.
cool, and like this idea of fighting. I love the idea of everything, together. Like, but it was just a mess.
And they had their opportunity to show a bunch of different
Yeah, because
monsters
they had
too,
like
and
this
it was.
whole like the story of Destroy All Monsters in there, a little bit of other bringing like Showa element or
Right,
series
right.
tropes in there. I'm like,
Yeah.
I was,
Gorath.
yeah, I was excited. Like, oh, this is gonna be
Magma,
awesome.
what?
Yeah, they were like so like a nod back to their entire history, and there was so much like to plumb the depth, but they instead they went like, let's make mutants in the Matrix. I'm like, oh, and then
But see, that makes sense though, because Versus was just like that. He used those mutants just like in Versus. And I kind of like some of those elements that he did. And I like the idea they have to make these superhumans
it just takes
or these
so too
squads
long.
to at least to do what they have to do, you know. Yeah, but
Yeah, there was just so many wasted opportunities for more monster
yes.
fighting instead of just one little barrage of like Godzilla takes care of it, takes care of it, takes care of it. It's like, no, spread them
I
around,
know.
give me something.
I know. Right.
Okay, I've talked enough.
I'm not a big
Really?
fan of Monster X either, but oh
Actually,
well.
Walter, you go first. I'll
Wait on this one.
Well, let's put it this way. I mean, when you've seen things that were done a little bit better, although I'm not going to say it wasn't done good in this. I mean, that motorcycle battle between the two characters was pretty much a decent ride, quote
Heyman
unquote.
Ryder.
I mean, but and I'm just kind of like, it's I don't know, this I and I have heard from different people voice their opinion about this film. It's like, yeah, this is something I've seen already. I've seen this in American films, but if you think about it, hell, some of the stuff that was done in America, like
Oh no.
Matrix, some of it, the fleshing of it was bought, I mean, brought out from bar from Asian
So
filmmaking.
much
Oh
cannibalism.
hell yes. This goes back to what we were talking about. Yeah, this is like from Matrix and everything else. It's just, it is what it is. It's from their own TV series, for fuck's sake. And it's just like, yeah. And it's fun. And he did that in, yeah, Versus. I'd love to talk about Versus if you
Versus,
guys
yeah.
want
Well,
to.
I have an idea for a future podcast. I'll open up to you guys and see if we can maybe bring some more in. Maybe we can talk all non-Godzilla kaiju movies or
Oh, I would like
Toho,
that.
not, you
I
know,
wouldn't
like,
mind doing that.
yeah.
I like
So,
that a lot.
yeah, because I mean, we can talk Gargantuas, we can talk Matango, we can talk Human Vapor, you
To be
know.
honest with you, those are the movies that actually drew me into like that. I mean, I saw what first brought me into this was I saw King of Monsters on some late night when I was looking, Raymond Burr thing. That brought me into it, you know, with all the other 50s movies and stuff. But yeah. And that, but it was the non-Godzilla movies that kind of intrigued me for whatever reason. I thought that, it was
Oh, there's
like the
so many
universe.
fun ones.
It was fleshing out this universe of, oh yeah, these things exist.
Dogra, yeah.
But yeah.
I love it, yeah.
Well, you know,
Well,
the truth be,
we'll plan on that. We will get on
yeah.
that.
But the truth be told, it was actually Godzilla that brought me into wanting to see those films, Dogra, the
Yes.
Mysterians and the
I
Valiant.
agree.
I wanted to
Yeah.
see those films, because I didn't think it's, I don't really want to see these films
But
just
to be
yet.
really honest with you, it was Gamera that got me into. Well, no, I can't say that either. I
Can
can't say that.
say it
It
here.
was a no, because it was the they were having a convention, so we only had three channels. So, the major channels had this convention coverage, and I think it was Channel 50 on Detroit. But they had the unconvention convention, and they showed Godzilla, the King of Monsters, and that's my introduction to Godzilla was that summer or whatever it was, and they had that, and that was the only thing that was the literally the only thing on. But I saw this and was like, "Wow!" I was just like, "This is so cool."
That one little spark that started it all.
Yes, that yeah.
And for something, for some reason, because it wasn't, there was no other movies like this on TV. There were no other monster movies other than like Universal, but these weren't
No.
Dracula movies. These weren't mummy movies. You know, this was something like completely different.
No,
The fact that it was a
I remember
giant
he,
creature, that was like, oh my God,
right.
you know, and the size of it, and the same thing with like Johnny Sacco, and you know,
And
this
this was mixed in
size,
with
you
the
know.
Corman movies and all that stuff. Yeah, you saw
But
all that. Yeah.
these were just a I could tell even as a kid, these were a different level, a different type of entertainment, you know, and it just
And the truth be,
resonates.
right. Yeah, the truth be told, I wasn't, I mean, believe it or not, I wouldn't discover Ultraman until I was damn near into my 30s. Okay, that shows how behind the scenes I was. Yeah, I know, right? Exactly. You know, somebody had been knowing about it since their childhood, but I did not know it until I was into my 30s. So, Oh no, it's hard. I stumbled upon it, and that a lot of these I just stumbled upon it, and it was just at the time.
but that's the
Now I
best
can
stumble, though.
literally
I grew up
look it
watching
up and
Ultraman.
find it. Yeah.
I was like
So,
5, 4 and 5, 6 years old watching Ultraman and
yeah.
Johnny Sacco. They came on every day after school.
Those are so cool. Seeing them. Yeah. Johnny Quest. I'll say Johnny Quest
Oh
was, that
God.
was,
If you start saying
to
Johnny Quest,
me,
I'll be
that was kind of like, yeah. And then I came across Ultraman a little later. But yeah, that shit, that was so cool. Herculoids.
Oh, I love the Herculoids, yeah.
Man, I love that
Space
stuff.
Ghost
And all that.
Oh
Yes,
yeah.
please.
Oh, we
Yes.
got some, oh I see more podcasts in our future.
Yeah, right?
Billy, your thoughts on Final Wars? Since your movie is better than Final Wars.
Well, my film was act note surprise, surprise, it was very inspired by Godzilla Final Wars.
Yes.
But you made it though. See?
However, the thing about Final Wars was that I followed it when it was announced. I was excited because we're getting a lot of monsters here,
I did,
and there was a lot of news coverage for it. There were even rumors Godzilla was going to get killed in it,
Yes.
and those turned out to be false, thank God. And
We've already seen him die enough. Stop it with the killing.
It's like, stop this,
it's
man.
Godzilla. He'll grow again, so he'll be fine.
I saw it at my first G Fest in 2005, and that theater sold out. And I've been to many, many Godzilla movie showings in that Pickwick Theater. And let me
Can I
tell you,
jump in for a sec? It's just fun to see it with a bunch of people, though.
yeah,
So,
and it becomes a Rocky Horror Picture Experience because everyone laughs, claps, and
You're in the
don't believe me, ask Walter. He's witness to it. Mark's been
Yes,
witness
I
to it.
have.
But
That's
this
funny.
was before that was really starting to become a thing. I mean, people were still really cheering and applauding and getting loud at points, but it was an experience for me. And despite its flaws, it's a film where you just throw your
It's
hands
fun.
up and love it. It
Plan
because
nine from outer space. Yeah, I get it. It's
it's
just,
just one of those where, like, if you're willing to just let reality fly out the fucking door, you'll have a nice experience with it. If you're going to be a critic on it, then you're obviously not going to like
But
it.
what's fun about it, if you know Godzilla like we all do, it is fun watching it because there's all these
You see all the Easter eggs and the
connections and
nods.
references
Oh,
and
right.
just
Yes,
all this
that's
stuff.
wonderful. And having Akira Takarada in this one as well, was
Korath,
bookending.
yeah, I just thought that was great.
Yeah. And seeing Don Fry was great. That's great.
Don Fry, oh
Yeah.
my God, yeah, he's funny.
Here's the thing. In all areas, it impressed me. The human story was engaging enough for me. The monster story, once we finally got to it, got exciting. It's like, come on, give me more.
The quick glimpses that you got,
Here's
yes.
although the human fight scenes, and I used to be a martial artist, I need to get back into it, but
No.
as a martial artist watching it ain't no Bruce Lee film or nothing, but it's some of the wackiest martial arts I've ever seen in my
But
life.
they're mutants, so
Well, just the way it was shot, I both
yeah.
hated it and loved it, if that makes sense, because it's so fucking.
was versus, yeah.
It's
That was
so
versus.
utterly ridiculous, but yet I'm entertained by it somehow. But also, we never really got a Godzilla film where we have monsters fighting and humans fighting side by side. So that's intriguing, but still, I think the director got a little too versus with this film and focused a little too much on the humans fighting.
I agree.
Should have like
Yeah.
lowered that time and given a little bit more to the monsters. Have your human fighting, but give it more to the monsters, which we came to.
Right. Which is what it, yeah.
Because it's a
But
long movie.
yes,
I mean, the
it's
longest of
ridiculous.
any of the Godzilla
And
movies
wasn't
to that
his
time. One
big
of the
thing
biggest
is he
budgets.
wanted his monsters quick. His monsters had to be quick. They weren't the
And
lumbering things.
agile,
They
like King
were fast.
Caesar. King Caesar is
Yeah.
really agile looking. They're all
Which is
agile.
fun, but it's so short.
This
Well, that
is
scene.
Oh, go ahead, Bill. Jedi.
No, I was just gonna say, but did you know when you mentioned something about homage? Did you notice there's a moment because Billy brought this out where we see humans fighting and monsters fighting? Did you notice that little
Godzilla.
kind of Easter egg moment where I don't know if you ever seen Indiana Jones Temple of Doom where we see Indiana Jones fighting some guy, beating him up, and seeing Short Round beat someone in the same frame? We see this on a moment where Godzilla's beating up the Monster X, and what's his name is beating up this one of the Exilians right there in the same frame. I'm like,
Oh,
that shot me right there at that
oh
moment.
yeah.
Like,
Oh,
this
that's
is great.
perfect.
That
That's
was a great
funny.
shot. And it was kind of reminiscent of Terramechagodzilla in that one moment too.
Yeah.
Probably.
So, where was I with this?
I do like the aliens with it, like when he exposes the
Oh
aliens on
yeah. See,
TV. Oh my God.
the lead
Oh, that
alien
was
here,
hilarious.
who was cannon fodder for Uma Thurman in Kill Bill, actually, as one of
Oh,
the
and
main
he was in Versus. That wasn't he
Yeah,
in Versus? Was
or
that the
I don't
same
know if he
guy?
was or not, but
That guy,
Let's see first.
If a Japanese guy could play a Japanese version of the Joker, it would be him.
You're right.
And he
You're
would play a great Joker, but his
right.
laugh and just his facial evilness sold me. He was one of the best Japanese bad guys in a Godzilla film I'd
Very
seen.
stylish.
I mean, the way he
Yeah.
did it
But
was just
I
like.
liked him. I liked him in the original language, listening to
Yeah.
him
Private.
performing it.
His performance is really
I
good.
saw a dub of it and I did not like it at all.
I was going to
Yes.
say,
I
his
liked
performance is
him
great.
initially
Yeah,
when
when
he's
he takes off his shades, you see
calling
his
Hedorah
milk.
a piece of shit, you know, just
From what I
skinny monster.
understand,
Just
and I,
like,
coming from sources that he was kind of looked at, his performance was considered like the best in the movie.
oh yeah.
Because it was just
Yeah,
so
I
good.
think so.
Yeah.
Has
Yeah.
that actor ever been to G Fest by chance? I'm just
Not
curious.
yet. And if he does, I'm gonna be waiting all night in line for that.
I gotta meet this guy,
That's
man.
cool.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Put a request in. That would be awesome.
Well,
Yeah.
but one last thing I will say.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some gripes I had about it. Like, yeah, all the
Oh yeah.
monsters needed a little bit more fight time, and a lot of the human focus should have been just a little more shifted to the monsters. However, we're missing something. Mechagodzilla. Now stop right here. This is where all the fandom is like, but we just saw
You're a
Mechagodzilla
fan.
in the last 2 minutes. Like, no, don't give me that. Don't give me that. Because if we're putting all the monsters in here already,
You're
one,
right.
we
Yeah.
have Mechagodzilla. And
Right.
two,
I would say it's from the Atragon technology that they
yes, I
created
want to
this
see the Showa
Mechagodzilla.
era
Yes.
Mechagodzilla.
Because since it had
That's
a
the one. Yes,
Gotengu,
with all the
they could
fucking
have got,
weapons and the
yes.
beams and the
Yeah.
rockets. Yes.
Working
Yes. And
together
his
to
head
fight
spinning
this,
around.
yeah.
That's the fucking Godzilla
There
I want.
was apparently talks to try and get Kiru, the Kiru design Mechagodzilla involved, maybe not call him Kiru, but just to have another origin, but have that design in the film. I
Right.
would have loved that. I would have loved that. But
Like the Earth tech, human technology trying to
I mean, they had the
win the battle,
costume.
I
They could
guess.
have just used it
Yeah.
again,
Yeah, it was ready to go. But
Right.
and actually we're seeing the same Mothra prop from Tokyo SOS there.
Yeah,
Just
why
re
not? Maybe
Oh,
they
really?
thought,
I did not know.
well, we're already having 15 monsters in here. Do we really need 16?
Well,
But
we
that's a good point, Billy. I never thought of that. I mean, yeah,
yes, they do.
I was overwhelmed. But if this really was a retrospective of Godzilla's whole career, which it really was in a lot of ways,
And there
yes,
were so
it should have been
many
a nod to
Easter eggs.
that. Yeah,
There was
you're right.
a lot of Ready Player One, and actually funny how Ready Player One has Kiru in the book, but in the
Yeah.
movie we got kind of a 93 with some aspects of 74 Mechagodzilla in there. So yeah, there's just not enough good things I can say about this film. I don't care how
I
much people hate it, I will defend it to the end.
That's great.
You're right, because I waited for this. I ordered this on like on a DVD and I waited for this to watch. I did like the opening, you know, where you have the old 64 Atragon
Yeah.
battling Godzilla at the pole. To me, that I fucking love that. I love the situation. I like that idea. I would like to have seen that too. Yeah,
Truth be told, if because you see at the end of the film that they show scenes that weren't even in the movie, if they allowed the director to do this, this movie would have been probably like 2 hours and 40 minutes long.
I've been fine.
I'm okay with that.
I'm
Which
okay with
I, yeah,
that.
exactly. I would have been totally fine with that.
Well, a lot of fans would have started complaining if at
Oh,
that.
not me. I'm like, look, if it was 2.5 hours of great movie, no one's gonna say a word,
And
you
if it
know?
would have helped with the storyline a little bit, yeah, I would have been okay with that. So,
Yeah. Or else they could have done it if it was that long, maybe they could have split it into two, like the previous two. But no, I think they had to put it in. I would love to see a longer version. That would have been awesome, you know. Maybe someone's probably done the work to fill in the gaps, but
just a little
you know.
bit. I guess I don't think it needs to go that length, but just like, yeah,
Yeah,
it
I
needed
want. Yeah, my,
more.
and it, but there were some scenes that even like the ones that were near like the soccer scene. I'm like, oh come
Yeah.
on! When they're
Yeah,
kick, you know,
it
kicking
was getting a
Anguillus,
little bit
you
weak
know,
there.
like spinning like a soccer ball, the whole like moving like
I
oh,
kind of enjoyed that. I
at the foot of Mount Fuji,
That's
I'm like,
like,
oh
wow.
man.
But I also like the idea that Anguirus could just like curl up and do the whole.
I love that spike.
Yeah, ball. It was like Sonic the Hedgehog,
kind
of thing. I'm like,
well, that's, I was okay with that. That was good.
Yeah, I like the curling up. I'm like, that's not a problem with that. Is there? I would have been fine. It was just playing soccer,
and then he
you
gets him,
know.
and I did like the trotting when they showed him running and tried to express the speed that they're running, him and Godzilla, when
Yeah.
he's galloping and Godzilla's like doing his like.
But I think we all need to point out here, this Godzilla design, whether you love it or hate it, it's unique, and it's probably the sleekest and most flexible of all the Godzillas.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of it. I don't like it because
but they
it looks
all
like a,
are. If
it
you
looks
look
like
at
an
all
immature
of them.
Godzilla. Maybe it's what it is. Maybe because I really love some of the
But he has
Showa
a little
suits and the
pointy
Heisei.
ear, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's nods to it. I think I still like a beefier Godzilla. That's all. Just, you know.
I think
I
I like big arm Godzillas.
Yeah,
And
I
this is the one time I can say right now, this is the one time where you see kaijus pretty much been to the gym, if you think about it. They've been working
Yeah, they're
out.
very ripped. I
Like
like big
they're yeah,
kaiju, and I
exactly.
cannot
It's like
lie.
all these creatures are like
It's a
Rodan or
kung it's a it's a
Gaiman,
kaiju
like
kung fu movie, is what
right. It's
it
like, what the hell
is.
y'all been taking Nutrisystem or something like that? It's like that.
But and I like that idea. I just wish they would have. Yeah, you're right. It's the monster battles that needed to have been longer and a little more intense. And it just that's all really that would have like sent this movie over.
Then the
It
one
just like.
fight with the Geno with the G98, that would have been funnier because it was pretty good. He shows up and Godzilla bitch slaps him, and that's it. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic.
I did like that. That
I
was
mean, I
funny.
kept that one. That would be the only one I would have
Keep
kept short. I've been
it
perfectly fine
short.
with that. Yeah, just knock that bitch slap him out of the park.
It could have gone on a little longer, but yeah. No
Yeah,
doubt.
the Rodan
Because that,
scene.
yeah, it just.
Yeah, and you didn't like Monster X, Dr. Tarr,
Oh,
because
I
it's
was just, I just,
the Kaiser Ghidorah.
I got
Yeah,
tired of that. That was like,
another
what
king,
was that,
another
like the
Ghidorah.
third, fourth time that they used like a four-legged King Ghidorah, called him something else,
No, that was.
Kaiser Ghidorah,
I
something
think
else.
they used a similar design for one of the Mothra Rebirth films, the Destiny.
Yeah.
Death Ghidorah, yeah.
It looked very
And then
similar.
I thought there was one more that
I
they
like the
had
Death
a
Ghidorah.
fourth.
Actually, that one. Actually, I like that design
Did you?
really well. Yeah, because it was kind of scary and intense. I like the Death Ghidorah. I didn't like the movie, but I liked the Death Ghidorah. Yeah,
Well, anyway,
I wasn't a fan of those trilogies.
what
They're
was this
okay, but they're made for kids,
Kaiser
you know.
Ghidorah?
Kaiser
Yeah,
Ghidorah.
yeah,
yeah,
I, yeah,
yeah. It's like a horse with
I,
three legs, Mr. Ed with
yeah,
three
and I
legs.
did, I and a lot of it had that puppetry look to it, and I didn't.
Yeah.
I know they're better than
But
that.
the
I know
Monster
that
X, when he was in, it looked like he was wearing
he
spandex,
looked like
like a it was like a
Alien.
Kiss outfit, you
Yes,
know?
yes.
It was all shiny, like, oh my God, it's the
And
next
it looked
generation
like
of Kiss.
Alien. And it was just alien. It looked
Yeah,
like
and he looks
Alien.
all skinny. I'm like, wait a minute, no, that's not a scary
Yeah.
monster. Eh.
But one thing about Monster X, he looked like a Power Rangers villain.
Yes,
Yeah, he did.
right,
He
or a Kamen
especially
Rider.
when he glided down on the wires,
Yeah.
It's like he's just like, it's like, oh wow, it's like,
Yeah,
okay,
I'm like,
But when
okay.
you say kiss, it's like I'm expecting now, I'm thinking about it, so
Yeah.
I'm surprised his tongue didn't come out,
Yeah,
like
because it looks like he's wearing spandex. The look of the suit, like, oh, is he wearing, is this
which
like,
is
is he
too bad
wearing?
because there are other parts in the movie that I really liked, and it just, yeah, I liked how the idea that they were trying to, the storyline doesn't make sense, but the idea that they're trying to convince us that Gorath is going to smash into us, and
Yeah.
then Gorath is just a illusion, that they're
Hologram,
creating to create this panic and all this stuff. It's such a weird storyline, but they're cramming everything into it.
trying to, yeah, fit in the whole history. Yeah, I get it.
And John Fry, yes, right,
Yeah, he's
John
great.
Fry.
Just hilarious
Yeah.
throughout the whole
I
film.
mean,
Yeah,
look.
he's great. He's great. Yeah, I like when he comes to G-Fest. He's a super nice
But he
guy.
looks perfect, though. I, you
Yeah.
know, if he took out his, yeah, he'd be someone that I went dub, but.
Yeah,
He
I gave him some of my cigars.
reminds
Oh,
a lot
did you?
of people. Oh, sorry, go
Yeah.
ahead.
No, I was just saying, Don, we were smoking cigars one night. Don, I gave him some cigars because I had brought my humidor and I knew he was going to be there. So
I didn't realize he really talked like that, but he actually talks.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, wow. Yeah. That person.
You know who he reminds a lot of people of? Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, he does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. If there was a movie,
I can see why. Yep, I can see him playing it
easily.
And I say that as a compliment. I've met Sergeant Slaughter in person, too. Very nice guy. But he has that same grittiness, but lovability to him.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
And it's not an act. I think it's
him. It's just who he is.
Yeah,
that's fantastic. Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, any last thoughts on Godzilla Final Wars or the Millennium series?
Hold on, gentlemen. Let me think. Oh, yeah. What the fuck they call it? Minya?
Minya.
Oh my god.
I just kind of like popped out of fucking nowhere and it's just like, what?
Where did he
I'm
come
sorry.
From?
I hated that. That was totally unnecessary. Totally.
In the theater when I saw it in G-Fest 2005 when Minya first shows up and the old man's about to shoot him and he's about to somebody in the audience yelled, "No, shoot him!" And the whole audience started shouting in laughter.
And it's funny because he looks like more like the original one, but he does.
Yeah, just less hot.
That was a big complaint.
That's
for
what
me
this looks like.
It's like he just like, where the fuck did you come from? And it was like you just from behind a tree.
Right. Like, yeah. No explanation. Like, oh, here we am. Here we am. Just popping up one day. Yeah. They have brought in an egg or, right.
Oh, my
or,
God. What is it? Shoot it.
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. There's a lot of ways, but.
Hi. My name is Minya Ruxpin.
Oh.
Looking all like a big old translucent fetus type thing. And it's just. Like, no, what the hell?
Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for being on Heavy Metal Horror for these last couple episodes. I really do think we should do an exploration of Toho's non-Godzilla kaiju or Toho movies. You know, that would be awesome.
Yeah,
I'd love that.
Godzilla,
yeah, because there's a lot of great stuff in there. So all right.
How about if we do some? Let me look at it. I can't think of the studio, but they did all the Yakuza movies, Detective Bureau.
Oh,
1, 2, 3.
Yes,
Kill You Bastards or whatever that was called. Oh my God, there's some of those stories are so much fun.
Okay,
crazy stuff.
Dr. Tarr can be seen at unsaneradio.com. Unsaneradio.com. Jedi Granville, where can we find you?
YouTube, as always. That's the only place you'll find me at.
All right. And Billy DeBose, where can we find you?
RockstarBD82 on YouTube.
All right. Like and subscribe.
He is a rock star.
Guys, thank you again so much. We're going to do our outro.
And
invite you on the horns. Dr. Tarr is always good to see you. Hey, you can find Heavy Metal Horror on unsaneradio.com. Listen to full episodes or download to your device. You can find us on Facebook, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. On Instagram, look for Montag Lewis, one word. Our YouTube page, Heavy Metal Horror Podcast. If you're watching, that's where you're at. Don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button. And if you know someone who would like our show, tell them about us. This has been Montag, Master of Illusion, and you've been watching and listening to. All right, guys, bring up the horns. Heavy Metal Horror.
Yes.
This is Doug Helvering, and you have been listening to Heavy Metal Horror, the best podcast that you've never heard before.